So we've covered death and destruction around the world, domestic violence at home, but stay with us. We have some good news to report. Blue whales, once considered threatened with extinction, are now doing very well off the coast of California. That's according to a recent study out of the University of Washington, co-authored by Trevor Branch.
What we found was that although whaling knocked them down to fairly low levels, now they've rebounded and they're back at close to their original abundance.
California blue whales range all the way from Alaska to Costa Rica, but they were devastated by whaling. Now, according to the study, they are back to 97% of their historic levels, about 2,200 whales. The findings were based on a complex computer analysis that factored in previous and current populations and potential threats. They also had to figure out how to distinguish the California blue whale population from other blue whales that look exactly the same.
The key piece of information was to use the songs these blue whales make, which are unique to the two populations, to separate out where the populations live, and from that, to separate out the catches.
So you can tell which whales come from where based on their regional accents.
Exactly. Or maybe a slightly separate language, depends on how you word it. From that, you can piece out who's making the calls. Does it sound like an east population or does it sound like a western population?
Now, since the study was published, some scientists have questioned whether it maybe paints too bright of a picture that, for example, whaling fleets always underreport their catches, so there could actually be a greater threat from commercial fishing. What's your response to that?
We looked at a lot of different, what we call sensitivities. So you can run the model in different ways and see how much of a difference it makes. Even if you add 20% to the catches that we have in the model, we still say that the population's more than 90% of what was there before whaling.
Now, you were looking specifically at the population of California blue whales. Is there anything that we know about how blue whales across the world are doing, or whales in general? Does this reflect a broader recovery?
Sadly, they don't reflect a broader recovery in blue whales. This is the bright spot, as it were. Globally, they're still at pretty low levels. It's probably somewhere between 5 and 10% of what used to be there. In some places, it's really, really bad. So in the Antarctic, we caught 99.85% of the Antarctic blue whales before we stopped whaling. Whereas off the west coast of the U.S., they just weren't making enough money to keep on whaling.
With this population of California blue whales, was this a case of nature just basically being left to recover on its own, or was there a stronger conservation push here?
The key here was we stopped whaling, and the whaling was at such levels, I mean, some years they were catching more than 20% of the entire population in a single year. There is one more factor, which is that currently we're killing blue whales. We're not whaling them, but we're hitting them with ships, and the ships are 1,000 times bigger than a blue whale, and so there are lots of people trying to reduce the number of deaths from ship strikes. And all of these efforts, I think, have paid off. You know, that it's a conservation success story.
Trevor Branch is an assistant professor in aquatic and fishery sciences at the University of Washington. He's co-author of a study on the resurgence of California blue whales. Trevor, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.